The solution to gun violence in our schools is not going to be a single action by a single step. It's going to take a long-term, multifaceted process to find the solutions and to create the prevention for the violence that we've seen happen over and over again. Now, the discussions this past week at the White House and down in Florida, very valuable first steps. They were attentive to reality. They placed a high value on an exchange of ideas, which will lead to solutions about gun violence. We've seen people in elected office at a variety of levels change their views on things such as an increase on background check elements, a ban on bump stocks, increase in the age in order to legally buy a rifle, among the many that have been discussed. And when you think about this, you know, you could buy an AR-15 if you're at least 18, but you can't rent a car until you're 25. Yeah, you know, something is really wrong with that picture. And we have the voice of those who face this violence at all of these schools who came together in Florida and elsewhere, in the White House as well, and experienced that violence firsthand. That is the voice full of wisdom and reality that will lead to the solutions that we all want. But then you have the voices of the fringe on the right who want to dismiss the voices of wisdom as shills or paid plants and other idiocy. And on the left, you have those who want to dismiss the reality of, unless you do something in increasing security in schools, the assailant, the perpetrator, is always going to be many steps ahead of any law enforcement who still has to arrive at the scene 10, 15, 20 minutes later in shootings that take 4, 5, 6 minutes. Those are the voices that need to get out of the way and stay out of the way, because they are not helping to find the solution.